Welcome to week two of the Beard Brigade. As always, well, as soon to be always, I don't want to call it always yet, this is the second podcast. I'm here, my name is Andrew Collins, and I am joined by, obviously, a Mr. Kyle Stevenson.
Hello,
and we have another guest today. He is a good friend of mine. I have known him. I moved from a place called Brampton, Ontario, to my current location, Whitby, Ontario. And I've been here for 11 years. And I literally met Smeet the very first day I moved here. We went outside and we started shooting each other with a pump action, not like a real pump action shotgun, but a pump action air shotgun.
No, I think it was real.
Good friends ever since.
Smeet only has one arm. You blew off.
So, Smeet, say hello.
Hi, everybody. I'm Smeet. Andrew, good friend of Andrew's. Dude, I can't believe you remember that day so well.
Dude, well, okay, it started off, I got there, Auntie Violet was standing inside the door, then Kyle came out, and that's when I first met him, then Colin came out with the gun, and we started running around the yard shooting each other. I remember that day like it was fucking yesterday, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Wow, I do remember that, and he was one of our buddies that used to walk with us to school every morning, to Leslie McFarland.
Yep.
Oh, dude, those were good times. Those were good times.
Mm-hmm. Me and Smeet one time timed ourselves to see how long it would take to walk home, and I think somehow we got, like, under 5 minutes, which nowadays I believe is just fucking impossible.
It was, like, under three, but it was hilarious. It was hilarious.
That's even worse! Under three?
It was hilarious because when we got out of the house, I'd be like, all right, let's dock a minute because we haven't started yet. We'd wait by the light, and I'd be like, all right, we're docking another minute, because we have to wait by this light.
Okay, I understand. So then we just, we docked a retarded amount of minutes.
Yes.
That makes more sense.
He's cheap. It's okay.
I think it was like a 10-minute walk. We turned it into three by docking several minutes.
Okay, thank God, because I thought we could actually make it in 3 minutes.
with our little legs? No.
That was quite the distance of a walk. In the winter, man? Shit. I remember all that.
It's not that bad. It was worse going to high school. High school was a 25-minute walk.
Yeah, I never got to experience that one, but I know the distance. That wouldn't have been fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in the wintertime. It wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
You want to hear something excellent? You're going to be very proud of me. I'm kind of proud of me.
Uh-oh, this must be pretty good. What is it?
In the past 5 days, I've gone to the gym 5 times.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Andrew.
I'm going on a bender, dude. It's weird.
A bender. Well said. Well, since, Andrew, you already started off your week, what else have you done? Let's sum up your past week since last week's episode.
Oh, that's fair. Well, not much has happened. I'm working my boring-ass job. I'm spending money that I don't have. Pretty much the usual. I went to Walmart and bought some DVDs the other day. Ooh. I bought Season 7 of South Park, which is weird because I would have gotten Season 6, but for some reason, Season 6 of South Park and Season 3 of X-Files are two of the hardest, like, season DVDs to find. But I found out why for South Park. It's because it's fucking awesome. It's got so many good episodes. I can't even remember them. My mind is blown so much. But it's got ones like when they go to Afghanistan or something, or Iraq, with Santa and Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know that one? Santa gets fucked up at the end of it.
Yeah.
It's got, like, the introduction of, what does he call himself? Professor Chaos?
Oh, yeah. Butters.
Yeah.
Yeah, Professor Chaos.
Episodes like that. Then I also bought, I found a 2 for $10 bin, and I was searching around. There was quite a few good movies, but I found two winners, okay? The first one was the first X-Files movie, so X-Files Fight the Future. Came out in, like, 98 or something. It was in between the fifth and sixth season of X-Files. And the second movie I got, this one, this is the one that makes me a hero. Does anyone remember a little animated movie? I forget who it's by. But it stars Jim Belushi. You know, he had that famous brother who was in Animal House. You know, well, Jim Belushi, clearly the more famous actor. Been in way more movies than John Belushi. No one even knows John Belushi, that man. Not really. Anyways, it's called The Pebble and the Penguin. Anyone remember that movie?
I can't say I do.
Sorry.
Dude. Oh god, it's so ridiculous.
It's about
these penguins like mating rituals, and they've got to find this pebble and present it to a woman and stuff, but it's a musical, so there's like really bad songs about falling in love and about persevering and stuff and all those good heartwarming sentiments. Yeah, that's really it. I bought a super retro animated movie about penguins.
Well,
and hey,
came out in 1995. It has Martin Short, Jim Belushi, Tim Curry, and Annie Golden in it.
All right. How many people actually know what that movie is?
You want to hear the best part?
What?
The songs are written by Barry Manilow. I'm so happy that I bought it.
Yeah.
It has songs like Now and Forever, Sometimes I Wonder, The Good Ship Misery, Don't Make Me Laugh, Sometimes I Wonder, Marina's Reprise, Looks Like I Got Me a Friend. Hold on, guys. I've got to quickly run to the bathroom, but this movie's awesome. You guys talk between yourselves.
Hey, so Kyle, so how's your week been?
Well, I've had a very busy week, that is for sure. You know, Grant, Jake, and my aunt and uncle are here in town right now, and we went up to Austin and San Antonio. So it's about a 3-hour drive, and then another hour and a half from there to San Antonio, and then drive all the way back. So I was gone all weekend, visiting different, you know, historic sites around Texas, just throwing them around. And then I bought season 1 and 2 of Entourage, and now I'm on season 2 now. So that's pretty exciting.
Nice. Season 2 is a solid season.
Yep. So I'm going to get going on that. And let's see. Yesterday I saw The Ugly Truth, that movie. And that was actually very funny and very true about men and relationships and women in relationships. And I recommend seeing it. It's quite funny.
It got destroyed on Rotten Tomatoes. It said Katherine Heigl and Gerard Butler did well, but the movie was just shitty.
Go watch it. It's funny as shit because the guy, all he talks about is guys wanting sex. And it is hilarious, so.
Well, you want to know what I watched this week? The first season of Arrested Development. I finally finished it. And that show is magical.
Yeah.
I'm going to start walking around to random people and say, hey, stranger, and then try to give them a massage, see what they do.
Just like Buster.
Hold on here, guys. I found a song from The Pebble and the Penguin. I want to see if this works. Oh, it's quiet as shit.
You're not cool.
Okay, this is too quiet. I'll try to find a better one.
All right.
The opening song. That might be good enough. Can you guys hear that?
I can kind of hear it slightly.
I'm just playing it through the speakers. Yes, no?
Not really.
It sounds very eerie. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like very X-Files.
Hold on! Wait! I will tell you what she says. There is a charming tradition. Something about penguins. Stop laughing! I can't hear! Oh, there's ice melting, and it's, it looks horrifying. Look, penguins! Oh, I'm so happy. I want to get to music, though. Don Bluth Limited presents... Oh, Pebble Penguin. Oh, never mind, it's a book that says The Pebble and the Penguin.
Well, unfortunately, this is not a video podcast, so I don't think anyone can see what you're seeing right now, Andrew. Let's see, portray an image.
Big Pebble.
pebble.
It means that I have one love forever. One love for me. I don't know what's happening.
All right. Andrew's interlude of penguin singing.
Okay, I guess we can stop this. Anyways, that basically looks like the greatest movie ever.
Sounds pretty epic.
We still gotta watch that X-Files flick.
Oh, we will, dude. Fuck, we could... Oh, wait, no, I said we'd do it tonight, but I think I promised to watch The Pebble and the Penguin with Michelle.
Oh, well, that's a...
Yeah, I've got a busy night.
It's a higher priority.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Well, I summed up my week, so Smeet, you're last. What'd you do?
So I've been rocking X-Files pretty much all week. I'm on season 9 now. I downloaded X-Files like a month ago. All 9 seasons, and I'm on season 9 now.
Hold on. The first 3 seasons of X-Files have 20 plus episodes. After that, there's like 18 and 16 per.
Nope, it's 20 plus for every one of them.
Oh, okay, I was wrong.
Andrew failed.
It's like 20 to 25 per season.
Anyone know 25 times 9? Approximately 220 or so, 25. You've watched far too much hours of X-Files.
Oh, too much. Now we gotta watch the movie.
And then the other movie. The other movie.
The standalone movie. what else have I been doing? I work at 7-Eleven.
Ah, he's a stereotype. Oh.
I'm living up to stereotypes, maybe, which is hilarious.
Maybe we should mention...
Oh, God, that's
funny. No, I don't mean this in a racist way at all.
Just said stereotype.
Well, because it's funny.
Okay, well, yeah, stereotype isn't racist. It's just... Okay, he fits it, I guess.
Shut the fuck up. I actually made that joke when I told him.
Exactly.
I was like, guess what I'm doing? Living up to stereotypes. And they were like, what? I work at 7-Eleven. Everybody broke up in laughter.
Well, maybe we should explain what
there is. Smeet brown. Smeet has brown skin. Explanation over.
Yeah, that's to the point.
He is from Fiji. Well, not from there. He's second generation Fijian.
Which is awesome.
Yes. If anyone doesn't know where Fiji is, it's some little fucking island in the middle of the... I don't even know.
If anybody's watched Survivor...
Hold on. It's over by, like, Australia and shit, and, like, around the Philippines and that area.
Yeah, it's just above Australia to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. Vanuatu was on Survivor.
Funny thing is, I could actually point out where Fiji is on a map. I just don't know the ocean it's in.
Well, who cares? It's just one big ocean. If you look at it, they all connect.
It's right by Australia, that ocean.
Yeah, that is.
the Australian type ocean.
The one in and around Australia.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much in.
In.
Wow.
Around.
In.
Or around, somewhere in the area.
In the general area
vicinity.
Yes.
Anyway, it's on a map. Go look for it.
Yes.
On a map, motherfucker, on a map.
And the last thing I've been doing all week is I've been rocking Pokemon.
God.
I as well rock Pokemon like Andrew does.
Pokemon's awesome. I'm buying a DS primarily for the reason of being able to play Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver when they come out.
Those are going to be very good.
I mean, come on, Heart Gold.
Fuck yeah,
dude.
It makes
no sense.
No, it doesn't, but it doesn't matter. They're remaking Gold and Silver. That's what matters.
Yeah, that's true.
Gold and Silver were two of the best of those games. Hands down. I think, though, fuck, I just finished playing Gold, for God's sakes. Like, the retro Game Boy Color version of it.
Blue version and red version, what started it all off, is still the best to go back and play.
Yes. I agree, but I kind of did that. I got Pokemon Leaf Green, which is the remake of Blue version, and it's called Green because in Japan it was the Green version. It was changed to blue for the North American release. But, that game's quite wonderful.
Yeah, I agree. So basically, y'all's week was, same as last week.
we don't do much.
Oh, well. Ooh, I got a couple more things. Well, I got, I bought my UFC 103 ticket.
Oh, hold on. Well, then, in that case, we do have something huge coming up.
At
the end of this week, we're going to the concert, the Cutting Edge Music Festival. It's got a bunch of primarily Canadian bands, although there's the rap group, The Roots, which is not a Canadian group. But the two bands we're going to see is Ill Scarlet and Bedouin Soundclash. And basically, we're just going to buy a lot of marijuana, and we're going to smoke all of it while those guys are playing. Pretty awesome. Yes. Sunday, if I do say so myself, because Monday is a stat holiday.
When is this concert?
Sunday.
Oh, as in, like, this coming week?
Yep.
Ooh, wow. Okay, well, see, my UFC isn't until September, so I got a long way, but remember I was telling you I wanted tickets, and they had, like, $50 tickets, $100 tickets? Well, they were already out of all those, so I had to get the $150 ticket. But I got good seats, because I paid more.
Nice.
So.
Well, yeah, I have no love for UFC, but, you know, if I can, I don't know, I think I'd go see it. I was never a fan of, like, WWE, but when it came to Toronto, I totally went, but it's because I didn't have
to. But at least, like, WWE is, like, fake and stuff. At least the UFC, they'll, like, actually patch each other's faces in, and it's real.
Well, except for that whole, they're gay thing.
The WWE, I mean, some of it's real, but it's very much scripted.
Right, right. You know what I mean. Everybody knows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like,
the fuckers stuff who real, died, right? The people who died are real. Well, not anymore, but were and shit. But, yeah, well, it's like, have you guys seen the movie The Wrestler, the one that came out last year with Mickey Rourke?
And Marissa Tomei? No,
Well, basically, in that one, it kind of shows, like, how they kind of do the planning of a wrestling match. Because, like, it shows them in the... Oh, this minor spoiler. It doesn't really do anything for the plot, but, you know, if you didn't want to miss or, like, hear about anything of that movie, then stop listening now. Okay? Deep. Anyways, it shows all of the people who are going to go fight each other that night, all talking in the dressing room, and they're saying things like, the one guy's like, well... I'll end up, he's like, you take it, but I'll do this, this, and this to you, you do this, this, and this, and it was just kind of neat, because, like, I never got way into wrestling, but I got into it enough that seeing that, I was kind of like, ooh, that's cool. Neat.
There you go.
Neat.
So Kyle, so who's fighting for the UFC event that you're going to go see?
Well, they haven't announced the main card yet, so that's why there's still tickets on sale, because they basically don't promote it until the main event is announced, and they haven't announced it yet. But right now, let's see, I know they got Swick versus Kampman. I think whoever wins that fight actually goes to fight GSP for the welterweight belt. And other big names, Josh Koscheck, Tyson, Hermes Franco is fighting as well. So they got the small undercards right now, but they still have to announce the main event, which let's see if they have any news on that real quick. Yeah, it's still to be announced for the main event. So basically... You got a few big names on there, but I mean, obviously, you're gonna see the big title match, and they have to announce that still. So, which will be good.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, I'm not like a huge fan of UFC, but I love watching the fights. I think they're solid.
Yeah. I just hope it's a good action fight. You know, because.
Yeah. Because I remember I went to one of the Boston Pizza UFC nights, and Anderson Silva versus Tails Ladies.
Mm, yeah.
It was that UFC, and it was the first time I watched Anderson Silva fight, and I loved it, but I mean, for the people who have seen him fight, like, it was a more lax fight.
Well, yeah, I mean, the other guy didn't want to touch Silva because he knew Silva would beat his ass. The other guy just kept lying down. I mean, that was all right. That was a boring fight, but that was the one where, what was his name? Chuck Liddell, he got knocked out in that fight, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I was disappointed.
Yeah, so
more like Chuck LaFag. Okay, that's my input. Go ahead.
All right. Interesting. People don't question his sexuality after that one. So
I do. He wears blue gay pants and he calls himself the Iceman. Done.
What's your name?
Andrew?
No, like your fighting name if you fought.
Oh.
Would it not be the Irish Hero?
Yeah, I would. Or the bearded dude, because I've started making that one my avatars and shit like that. And,
so you walk in the ring.
So it would go Andrew the Bearded Dude Collins.
There you go.
Yep.
Versus whoever.
I like it better than that,
like
cunt.
That
stupid Iceman, fuck. No, I may be bashing him, but like I really have nothing against him. I just don't like UFC.
Well, there you go.
For all I know, Chuck Liddell could be a sweet fucking dude.
Well, he's pretty BA. I think he threw away his career. I mean, he should have retired now. He's lost his last, what, two or three fights, so.
Oh, I have no idea. Don't ask me as if I know stuff.
No. You're... That's about it.
Did he not retire after that? I believe he did.
I don't know if he announced it officially, but then again, he's not on the anything upcoming, so who knows?
Okay.
We shall see. But anyway, that should be good. And then I know there's one here on August the 8th, and Silva's fighting Forrest Griffin, so that should be a damn good fight. So, but yeah.
Well, Kyle, you said you had a few other things to mention for what's happened. Or was that ticket's really it?
I think that was pretty much it. I think I had something else, but I forgot. And I went to the gym every day, twice. So.
Well, you win. You win, but I've gone every day this week. So, fuck you.
That's big.
I'm the only one not working yet, I guess.
It's okay.
I'm sure you're not the only one in the world not working out.
Oh, I never said in the world.
Well, maybe you should clarify next time, because I thought world.
I thought between the three.
What?
I said I thought between the three of us.
Oh.
Now you get it.
Oh.
Okay, well then, I guess,
Yeah.
To me, you said you had, a story.
Yeah. Who has heard of the Mongolian death worm?
Nope.
I have.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Apparently, it's like 1.5 meters long, looks like a cow's intestine, sprays acid at whatever its prey is, and here's the kicker. It shoots lightning from its rectum over long distances. Yeah.
Awesome.
Lightning.
Now it's never been caught before, but people near Mongolia have had many, many sightings. So two New Zealanders are off on an expedition next week, actually. That should be good stuff.
Trying to see lightning come out of a worm's rectum.
Yes. Of a worm that looks like a cow's intestine.
Okay.
Yeah, very odd stuff.
Neat. That is... Wow, I don't want to get caught with one of those.
No.
Well, like, that thing would probably hurt us, but, you know, we're so big, I'm sure the electric shock that comes out of its ass just is like, oh, Jesus, I got a small spark. That kind of felt annoying.
I think just seeing, like, something that looks like a cow's intestine alone come out of the sand would scare the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah, that would horrify me, too. I'm not going to lie. I had a run-in with true fear the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was scared shitless. Okay,
I didn't down the stairs naked?
That would have been horrifying, but I was outside. I had to crash in my shed on Saturday. Literally, I slept in the shed in my backyard. But that's a long story. But while I was out there, I was quite high, and I swear to God, I heard something walking, like, just fucking around the shed while I was in it. And, oh, God, I was so horrified, because I could hear footsteps and shuffling, and then it'd just stop. But then it'd go on, and then it'd just stop. And I honestly, I didn't want to move out of the seat I was in, because I'm like, if it moves, is it going to eat me? I don't know what to do! I was just terrified.
I'm more terrified. I actually stayed in a shed.
Yeah, man, I slept in the shed. I'm awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Yeah, that was awesome. Now, how about big news that's kind of happening everywhere? Comic-Con this past week and stuff.
Yeah. Good picks from a bunch of different things. They're still waiting to show the Boondock Saints trailer, which I'm waiting on.
Oh, I completely forgot about that.
Wait for that.
I've got some stories open that kind of caught my eye. They're doing a Nightmare on Elm Street remake.
No.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. What do you guys think of that? Were you ever a fan of those movies?
I myself, not really. I mean, I do like my slasher flicks here and there. Like, I love the Saw series. I'm not a huge fan of just sort of mindless killing. So, Kyle, what are your thoughts on that as well?
I think it's interesting. I don't know how they're going to do it, and I think it's, you know, whenever they make movies like this, usually it doesn't turn out so well.
They normally don't do as well when they are remade.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Did you guys see Halloween?
Nah.
No, I did not.
That did really well. I heard people really enjoyed that remake.
There's a Halloween 2 coming out.
I know. Well, when it comes to Freddy Krueger, he is a special place in my heart, because when I was a young kid, like 7, I watched all of them. I've never been so horrified in my life.
They're very gruesome kills, man.
I agree, but I think this one's pretty sweet because it tells the origin tale. So, like, of the people on Elm Street killing Freddy Krueger because he's, like, a child rapist or whatever. Okay, so, sorry, Goyles and boys. We had a little bit of technical difficulties with our recording system. But I believe, Kyle, we're good to go now. Like, we should be fine. Kind of crap. Okay. So back to Comic-Con. Fuck what we were just talking about. Kyle paused it. We had no idea. And me and Smeet, like assholes, went on talking about it for a bit. And you guys will never get that back.
we're not even going to get that back.
No. That's right. Okay. Next story that kind of made me very happy. Beauty and the Beast 3D, anybody? The classic tale of,
no way.
Beauty and the Beast. Jersey, they're redoing it in 3D.
You know what they should do? What Disney should do? They should do Lion
do
King 3D.
All their, like, oh, dude, big classic movies. I mean, nowadays, it's so easy.
Yep.
I mean, I loved, Disney movies back in the day when we were kids. Those were all very good movies.
Dude, I love Disney movies now. I see them all of the time because my girlfriend is a Disney freak. Like, every time I've gone to her house this summer, I've watched a new Disney movie. It's awesome.
Yeah, what's
and I've got, like, soundtracks and shit on my computer.
Oh, yeah, I loved Lion King, Aladdin. I guess, yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'll try to list all of the ones I've seen this summer. Just this summer. Okay. I'm not just talking Disney. I'm also talking, like, animated movies from my childhood. Lion King I've watched. Lion King 1.5. Aladdin. Toy Story. Toy Story 2. Hercules. Sinbad. That might be it. But that's 9. Yeah, that's a pretty good amount.
Yeah, for just the summer.
All of those movies kick ass. Gary Oldman confirms Batman.
Yep.
That's it. They're like, hey, we're going to start filming next year.
I heard it was Dark Knight 2.
Sorry?
I heard it was going to be called something like Dark Knight 2.
Who the fuck cares? You know I'm talking about Batman.
yet. But I mean, like, I'm just kind of saying, like, why they're gonna do Dark Knight 2 when, you know, every other Batman movie has been kind of different, like Batman Begins, Batman Forever,
mm-hmm.
Batman and Robin. They haven't really done a sequel on any of the Batman films.
I see what you're saying. So they haven't done a direct sequel except for like Dark Knight was to Batman Begins.
Right.
And even then, they changed the name of it.
Yep. But
it makes sense because it ended with like, oh, this town needs me now to be the bad guy and shit. So, yeah, I don't know. Well, makes sense.
I'd love to see some new bad guys.
Yeah, it'd be nice for them to carry it on. I mean, the last one was so well done. And, yeah, I hope they don't screw it up.
I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of Dark Knight. I thought it was super overrated. Like, super overrated. Heath Ledger was amazing, don't get me wrong. But that movie was pretty shite.
It was too long, I'll give it that.
I must also state that I'm not a huge crime movie fan, and that movie was not a superhero movie. That was a crime movie, and I will fight anyone who dares to say different.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
There was nothing super about it.
I watched it.
Joker.
Well, Batman himself, I mean, he's just like...
Joker. Hold on. Listen, Joker was just some fucked up dude. Like, really fucked up. Aaron Eckhart. Well, a.k.a. fucking Two-Face. Sure, his face, like, that's not normal. Like, I'm sure he wouldn't be able to live like that or some shit, but it wasn't, like, supernatural or anything. And Batman is just some fucking smart rich dude who talks like this and wears a shitty costume.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, it's true in the sense that, you know, he's got a lot of money, and anyone in that sense technically could be Batman if you've got, a huge capital and gadgets galore, right?
Well, that's kind of what they touched on at the beginning with all those dudes wearing hockey pads, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All those Batman wannabes.
I do that every Saturday night. I go out there and dress up like him. Fight crime. It's a secret, though. No,
not anymore.
I am reading about a new Jack and Daxter game. That excites me to no end because Jack and Daxter, I think, all three games were some of the best platformers on the PS2.
If that's coming out, and the new Ratchet and Clank's coming out this holiday as well.
Oh, I can't wait for both, dude. I cannot fucking wait.
Well,
I love
let's
both
see.
Of
I mean,
those.
Naughty Dog makes Jack and Daxter, and Uncharted comes out in October, so they'll.
And Naughty Dog did Infamous as well. No, fucking that was Sly Cooper people. Yeah. You know what? I could tell that was like when I started playing it. It's so obvious that is a game made by the people
they used elements from it. They even said it in a couple of interviews, so.
I'm not big on reading the interviews and shit unless it's something I'm really interested in, and I wasn't interested in Infamous till it, like, came out. But, fucking, like, the way, the one thing that I always kept on saying is the way you walk on wires, your character, Cole, looks identical to the way Sly does.
The way he's got kind of like the hunched over. Yeah.
Exactly. And how he's kind of taking like quick steps with his arms held out. Sly, like, I would be willing to bet that they literally just took that animation and that code, transferred it into a new game.
I wouldn't doubt it. But
Which is not a bad thing. I thought Infamous was fucking awesome. Real good. But I'm just saying.
Well, we'll stick on movies real quick. So, who saw Harry Potter?
Yep.
I ended up seeing Harry Potter a few days ago, actually.
Really?
Yes.
In comparison to the books?
Actually, I thought you were saying, like, yes or no to
it. Well, I mean, that was yes, but no, it's now in comparison to the books.
Yes or no, as in it being a good movie or not, it dragged on for a long time, I thought. There was too much of, relationship connections between, like, Ron, Hermione,
Harry and Ginny!
Harry and Ginny, yeah.
He fucks her and have kids.
What?
He fucks her and has kids.
Yeah, in the last book. Well, it alludes to that. they have kids, but it alludes to the fucking.
Andrew would allude to it.
Oh my god. I just found something that blows all this other news out of the water. Who here watches Dexter?
I watch Dexter a lot. You mean like the Michael C. Hall, right?
Yeah. Oh, shit, there's a Dexter game coming out.
Really?
Okay, that's not what I wanted to talk about, but that's awesome. I've got this this quick video of an avatar that looks slightly like Dexter. The graphics aren't great yet, but it's in development and stuff. And he's holding one of the needles up to some dude's neck. That's pretty sweet. But what I just found out, the new killer is being played by John Lithgow. Anyone?
Nope.
No?
No.
The dad in Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, really?
You would see this guy, I guarantee you, you know who he is.
You know, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, oh god.
I watch him so vividly.
He's like a comedy actor doing a kid. Actually, I think I could totally see John Lithgow being a,
Did he play, the Sandman in Spider-Man?
No.
No, okay, then I'm thinking of another guy.
John, how do you not know who John, I don't know, I don't really know what else he's in, I know who he is. I'll send you guys a link over Skype right now. Well, everyone else who knows who John Lithgow is, he is playing a new killer called the Trinity Killer in the upcoming season 4 of Dexter.
I know exactly who you're talking about now.
Yeah, dick. He played the dad in Shrek.
Yeah.
So
he's going to be the new killer.
Yep.
Wow, that's going to be a huge role change for him.
I know, because he's going from super goofy to not.
Very serious.
Yep. Woohoo!
Yeah, have you kept up with the Dexter series at all, or?
Oh, no.
I think that's for you.
I have not.
Has it just because, like, you don't have that channel, much. Or have you tried watching it and didn't like it, or?
I can get into it eventually, but I'd like going through different things, so.
I would recommend it. That is one of the greatest shows I've seen in a very, very long time.
I agree.
It's so good. The first season, the first two seasons are some of the best TV seasons I've ever seen. It is gripping the entire time. There are 12-hour-long episodes per season. There's three seasons out in total, only two out on DVD, but they're so good. It blows my mind and my load a little bit.
I cannot wait till the fourth season comes out this September.
September, like, 23rd or 13th or something like that.
There you go. Yeah. But I got some.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have those channels, but I'm sure as hell gonna download them.
Ooh!
That's what I do.
Ooh, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 comes out soon.
Well, and District 9, you know, that movie that...
I've
heard about it.
It's in South Africa, and the aliens are all confined to this District 9.
August 14th, but Kevin Pereira from Attack of the Show, and I think Blair Herder, the other guy from Attack of the Show, I followed them on Twitter, and I guess they just saw the movie, or the premiere, or however they did, you know, being in the industry.
Yep. I wouldn't be surprised that if they saw the premiere, because it's probably about that time.
Let's see if I can get the exact quote of what Kevin Pereira said, and... It's pretty awesome quote.
Another quick
District 9, amazing. So, already in line for D10, Halo meets Resident Evil 5, Half-Life 2, and Gundam. I came three times, then the credits. So obviously this movie must be pretty epic if he puts, let's see, Halo, Resident Evil, Half-Life, and Gundam all together. Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. what I was just going to say quickly, Sumit, you had mentioned it before we started recording. Ryan Reynolds is the Green Lantern. Have you guys all heard about that?
Yep.
Seth Green is playing a superhero coming up as well.
Really?
Fuck, who's he doing? It's,
like a serious superhero or like a comedy? Green?
I meant Seth Rogen.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Who's he doing? Fucking, it'll come... The Green Hornet. That's yeah. What he's doing.
Yeah, he's saying he's taking a year off to, like, you know, work out and get his himself in physical condition for that movie.
He's kind of got a bulbous body. I don't take anything against him. I love that dude. It's just not exactly the body of a superhero.
No, but hey, I've seen some actors do some crazy things even in a month to prepare for a movie.
Oh no, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Well, fucking like one of the most crazy ones is the length, even though I really don't like him, the length Christian Bale goes to. I think the Machinist,
and
I think it is.
American Psycho.
I'm just talking in the Machinist. Have you seen like how skinny he is in that? Same with like Rescue Dawn.
Yeah,
in both
true.
Of those movies, it's horrifying.
Yeah,
he's a fucking
twig. Rescue Dawn. It's frightening. But then you see like
it's exact same.
But then you
the
see
other
a movie
one.
Like
so
American
weird.
Psycho, and he is cut as can be. Like he's jacked. You're like.
Well, yeah, like, I'm not doubting that. It's just, I think it's so weird.
It is.
Strange.
You know, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I think that kind of sums up movies and games and that type of thing for a while.
And Comic-Con?
Comic-Con will
yeah,
have,
I, think we got it.
I just saw on Twitter, Duffy from Boondock Saints, he just says the trailer is being worked on by Sony as we speak. It will be up very soon. So Boondock Saints 2, hopefully we'll see a trailer before next week's show.
Actually, just before we stop, are they reprising the roles?
We're not done yet. We're just stopping on this.
Okay, I was going to say, are they reprising the roles in Boondock Saints?
Yes, I believe they got the whole cast back except for...
Billy Connolly. That fucker's dead.
No, and well, obviously, he's dead. But, and the, I think the guy who played the main cop, what's his name? I don't think he's in it. Because I was reading a little information on it, and this time around, they have a new... I mean, he could be in it as a side role, still helping him out. I'm not sure about the whole plot.
Hold on. I'm finding out right now.
But I know that's supposed to be a woman FBI agent that's... basically trying to track them down this time around.
Julie Benz, dude. Julie Benz plays Dexter's girlfriend in Dexter. I did
there
not know she's in that.
Really?
And Rita Bennett from Dexter is playing the new FBI agent in the Boondock Saints.
That's going to be awesome.
Dude, she is a cute little number. Oh my God. She's gorgeous. Bob Marley's back.
Who did he play in the first one, anyway?
Well, the annoying cop who had to get bagels for...
Okay.
That'll be... So, yeah, I think they got the whole cast back except for those two guys. So that's very impressive.
Well, actually, it says Billy Connolly's still in it. So they must be using scenes from the old one, or maybe scenes they shot before he died.
Damn, they must have been shooting this thing.
He is listed as part of the cast still.
Or maybe he's death.
So, yeah. Figure that one out.
Wait and see. So.
Yep.
So you were saying there actually hasn't been anything about
the
plot yet.
Very basic. Basically, all I knew was about the woman FBI cop trying to track him down, but I don't know the main plot behind it. Which is fine by me, because I don't want to look it up and I don't want to ruin it, because the first one is my favorite movie. So.
Yeah. Where would you like to see it go?
Because,
I remember the scene where Rocco's talking about just killing every bad guy or every, like, you know...
We could kill these motherfuckers!
Yeah, we could just kill them all, and then the guy's like, I'm
right.
seriously
and then serious. If you remember the very last scene where they're sitting in the room, and the old guy, he goes... You know, what does he say? He says we can take this as far as needed or something like that. And
they basically declared a war on
crime.
But
they make it a religious war. It's kind of like a cult type thing. So.
Yeah. Well, it has a religious basis.
Because they want good to be in the world and get rid of the world of evil. So they feel it's what they're doing is right. That's why in the movie no one turned them in. No one really complained about them. That's why they're... Saints, but they're vigilantes, you know, so.
You want to hear something really cool about the first one? You know, at the end of it, it has all those clips of, like, real people saying stuff about these Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
Those are actual clips of people. They had circulated stories about actual, like this actual story in newspapers as, like, well, they found out that it was marketing for it later on. Then they took a bunch of people's reactions to what they thought about these Saints. But people, like, all those people talking legitimately thought that there are these people calling themselves the Saints of Boston going around killing bad guys.
Hey, and you know, it's funny, about 75% of people on there were for it. They said more people need it and more cities need it. Yeah, I said, hell yeah, strap me up. Let's go. That one guy, he's like, you know, screw it, I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy at the end, he's like, get me ready for this, I'll do it.
So, hey, you never know. It'd be interesting, though. Can't wait for the next one, put it that way. Andrew knows how much I'm obsessed.
A lot.
Yeah.
Just a habit. It's okay. It's okay.
Yep.
We shall wait and see.
It's okay. Well, quickly, kind of, while we're looking to jump to another topic, I have a couple of albums that I would like to pimp on here. The first one, it is a Canadian band. They are called Billy Talent. Well, I don't really know how huge they are in the States, but in Canada they're pretty big. Like, they're one of the leading. They're basically up there with, like, Nickelback on the Canadian, like, alternative rock circuit. But they're huge in Europe. They're fucking massive.
They're kind of non-existent down here, to be honest.
I'm not that surprised, because that's kind of what happens, I've noticed. Like, a lot of big Canadian bands, well, it all depends on who they are and their sound and stuff, but they end up making
the two biggest, like, latest Canadian bands is by far Nickelback, 3 Days Grace, and then, of course, you got all your classics as well, but I mean, with, like, more recent type bands is basically just Nickelback and 3 Days Grace that are, I'd say, mainstream. So, that you hear on the radio. I mean, yeah, there are some that aren't, but people don't know. Like, Evans Blue, I believe, is from Toronto, and they get some exposure down here, but they're nowhere near, like, 3 Days Grace. Nickelback.
Dude, I've never even heard of that Evans band. Blue. What are they called? Never there heard of them.
See?
Well,
well, then again, yeah. I'm just talking Texas. I mean, it could be different in New York. It could be different in Cali. Who knows?
No, yeah, that's fair. Now what I... Well, anyway, so back to the album. It's called Billy Talent 3. Their first one was called Billy Talent 1. Their second one, Billy Talent 2. Notice a pattern?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, it's called Billy Talent 3. I haven't given it a really good listen to so far. I've given it a pretty good one, though, and, like, it is a solid album. If you like Billy Talent's other stuff, you will not do wrong going with this album. It's just, there's really no way to explain it except that it's classic Billy Talent. It just sounds like their other stuff, which is not a bad thing. Sometimes it can be. But these guys, they still manage to bring a fresh enough sound to it that, you know, I can rock the majority of that album, no problem. But the second one, the second one is a brand new band with their new album, who I've gotten into in a big bad way. It's, oh god. The album can best be described as, like, sleaze rock. Like, sleazy, dirty, sexy rock and roll. You laugh. I'm being dead serious. The first song, the very first track on the album, it's called 60 Feet Tall. Our friend is convinced that that could be an amazing stripper song. So it's like songs like that. Anyways, the band is The Dead Weather. Like Dead Weather. If anyone doesn't know, it's Jack White of White Stripes and Raconteurs fame, newest band. He's working again. This time he's not singing or really playing much guitar. He has gone back to basics, gone back to his roots, and is playing drums and doing some backing vocals on certain tracks. This, honestly, people, if you like Jack White's other stuff, you would be doing a huge disservice not getting this album. It is one of the greatest albums I've heard in such a long time. It's so dirty, it's gritty. It'll just, it'll, there are parts where your mouth
it'll
will
knock
just
your socks off.
Because you're like, that's your socks off, your blocks off.
Is it also not like a concept album by him as well?
I don't know.
Wasn't that what you were saying a little while ago?
I wasn't.
You're talking about
that.
Andrew's memory here.
The newest Green Day album is a concept album. I could have been talking about that.
That's probably what you were talking about.
Okay, there we go. Basically, it is one of the greatest CDs I've heard in a very long time. Like, I can listen to it front to back, no problem, and just the entire time find something new with it and just be like, oh my god, this is so wonderful.
How did that go? Never mind.
Sorry?
Okay. Oh, Andrew, okay. I believe the last episode we talked about people being able to contact us and send emails and stuff in a book.
Yes. Hold on, quickly. Hey. One thing though, I'm looking at articles about famous Scientologists, and there's a few that make me very sad, like very, very, very sad. Jason Lee. Does everyone know who Jason
yes.
Lee is? No?
I believe so.
My name is Earl.
Yep.
Earl. He also plays the demon Raziel or something like that in Dogma, Kevin Smith's Dogma. And he also plays the main role in Kevin Smith's Mallrats. It's so sad because he's super funny and awesome. And he was a fucking pro skater at one point, but now he's a Scientologist. What a dick. How about this? This one actually makes me giggle. So this man is best known for viciously murdering people and carving swastikas on his forehead. Guess who? Really? You guys are
pretty
fucking
much.
Idiots. Charles Manson, everybody, is a Scientologist. The best
part guess that's not a surprise.
Well, come on, he's already batshit insane. He's batshit insane and a famous person who should not be famous. It was just going to happen.
Famous for the wrong reasons.
Yes, very wrong reasons. Then I found out Scientology's 5 newest celebrity recruits, and number 5 made me so sad. So sad. Like, I don't even know if I want to tell you guys, because I might ruin your day. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to tell us now.
In West Villanova, born and raised, on the playground,
where
I spent most of my days. Chilling out, back in, relaxing at whatever, shooting b-balls outside. Fucking Will Smith is a Scientologist.
Yeah, yes. Right.
No, I shit you not. He is now a Scientologist, but it's because he is one of Tom Cruise's like best friends in Hollywood.
I guess that would work out that way.
It would,
but that's
it's,
shocking. To me, it looks
pretty... It's sad. Basically, his kids are now going to grow up and be retarded. Just all kinds of fucked up. Janine Garofalo... The comedian, she's a Scientologist. I'm not that surprised, and I also don't care that much, because I don't really know or like her that much. David and Victoria Beckham, not surprised. They came to Hollywood and became, like, everyone's new favorite toy. Everyone's like, I want to be friends with David and Victoria! And then, well, because that happened, now they're Scientologists. You know?
Jesus, Scientology is, you know, gaining some ground.
There's a few others here that I want to quickly mention.
Andrew Collins.
You want to hear something really funny? This actually makes me giggle quite uproariously. John Travolta has allegedly been tasked with converting Miley Cyrus to Scientology.
That's hilarious.
Like, anyone gives a fuck. really. And last one, Sarah and Todd Palin are Scientologists.
That's a shocker.
But who the fuck gives a shit, right?
Right.
Okay, that's all. That's my Scientology update for you boys and girls. Next week, I will bring you a Mormon update.
Who's converted to Mormon?
Yep. I want to find all the Mormons in Hollywood. I'm going to make that a weekly bit. I'm going to try to find all of the weird, kooky, religious people in Hollywood. I promise.
There's plenty.
I will bring a new list of crazy people and their crazy beliefs in Hollywood. It'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll laugh.
Larf. We'll larf. Ha ha. Yes. Funny.
With an R.
Yep. Well, that's actually laugh and barf.
Barf.
You're larfing.
Oh.
Wow, you sounded so offended. Okay, so Kyle informs me that we are recording. We've been recording for over an hour now. That time flew. But I guess it's wrap-up time soon time?
Well,
or like now?
Just give them the email and Facebook stuff now. So.
Yes, okay. So, as I promised, we now have an email. If you want to email us anything, I really don't think there's enough listeners outside of, like, friends to email and shit.
You'd be shocked.
That's a rate now.
Yeah. Check ratings and stuff,
Kyle, I was going to say, invite all of your friends into the Facebook group and stuff.
Shout out to
you. Okay, the email is beard_brigade@hotmail.com. Very, very simple. Beard, B-E-A-R-D, underscore, which is shift, then a hyphen button. Brigade, B-R-I-G-A-D-E. Shift 2 to get the at symbol. H-O-T-M-A-I-L dot, well, or period, if you will. It's the button right beside the question mark. And the comma, com, C-O-M. And you can email us whatever you'd like. And the Facebook group, if you just input Beard Brigade into that search up at the top, there is actually a few Beard Brigades. However, only one is a podcast, and you'll know because there is a drawing of a pink crest and Megan Fox on it, done by our wonderful art friend and future guest, Michelle.
It's up on iTunes also. Just search Beard Brigade.
Yes.
Subscribe so you don't have to go do this and that. Rate it. Give review so we can gain popularity and get more listeners that way. Yeah. If you'd
like. We're not going to force you into anything, but we'd appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Well, Sameet, thank you for joining us via Skype.
Thank you for having me.
I guarantee you'll be back eventually.
Oh, I hope so.
Whenever that is, I don't know. For now, we want to try to get everyone done. We'll rock like Graham, Eric, Michelle,
Jan.
Kyle's pals.
Jan,
Jan
so.
Nathan. And yeah, so that's it. That is the end of podcast number 2 of the Beard Brigade. I am Andrew Collins.
Kyle Stevenson.
And Sumit Gander.
For this episode. He'll be
signing out
next time.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Secret.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Go.